أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great blessing, brothers and sisters, to sit down and discuss the holy revelation, al-wahi al-ilahi, the true words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the living holy Quran. In the last session, we were discussing the Ramadan, and we read this beautiful verse, the one that shows love and kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went further by saying that أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. I have mentioned with Allah's help that I will discuss inshaAllah ta'ala تَتَّقُونَ, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set for those who fast. And he will give them the means of the exchange that you can buy with it heaven, inshaAllah ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all among those who deal with Allah as a business, and the benefit and the profit is heaven, al-jannah, jannatun arduha as-samawati wal-ard, the heaven that its width exceed the heavens and the earth, inshaAllah ta'ala. What is this taqwa? In the last session, we have discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully and gently, he is talking to his servants by saying, O you who believe, there was a prescription upon you. It was prescribed upon you a fasting, as it was prescribed upon those who were before you. In other words, it is not only you that have to fast, but also others had to fast as well. It was prescribed upon them. And then he said, and the pay is great. What is the pay? The pay is taqwa. And we also discussed, and we said that in order to advance in Allah's kingdom, in Allah's school, a person have to be entered in the way or the path of Allah, as-sirat al-mustaqim, the prophets, the apostles, the messengers, even Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah, even Habibullah, the greatest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah, Rasul al-A'zam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, did not reach that height in his position except by entering through the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that this path begins by being a Muslim, and then after a Muslim being a mu'min, and after a mu'min being al-muttaqi, taqwa. So what is this taqwa? Brothers and sisters, let me, before get into the taqwa, just mention one of the hadiths from our Grand Master, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi, he said, in order to reach, or in order to be called a mu'min, after being called a Muslim, you need five extra characteristics. And that is, these five characteristics. First, al-jahr bi-bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever you pray, or whenever you read Al-Fatiha or any verse, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. Al-Jahr. Jahr means you verbalize and you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim where at least you yourself can hear it. Even in the regular prayers, for instance, the noon and asr prayer, it is recommended greatly that you should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in a vocal, a voice where you can hear it. That's first, Al-Jahr bi Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Second, At-Takhattum bil-Yameen, when you put the ring of Aqiq on your right finger. Now these are easy. Al-Jahr bi Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, At-Takhattum bil-Yameen, and then وَصَلَاتْ إِحْدَى وَخَمْسِينَ, and then beside your 17 wajib prayers, you read also the other 34 mustahab sunnah prayers. There will be 51. That is at least 51 rak'ahs per day. And then وَتَعْفِيرِ الْجَبِينَ. The fourth is when your forehead is becoming callous from kithrat sujood, from prostration, a lot of prostration. And the fifth one is when you daily continue reading ziyarat al-arba'in, the salutation of the 40th ziyarat al-arba'in for al-imam al-Husayn alayhi afdal salati wa salam. Once you do this, then you will be a mu'min. Okay, that is graduating from one class to another, graduating from the class of a Muslim being a mu'min. Then what are you supposed to be doing in iman in order to reach the degree of being muttaqi? You got to finish all of your believal issues. Believe in it as if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach the beginning degree of taqwa, muttaqi. However, right now we are going to discuss if a person became a muttaqi, what is his rewards? What are the things that he is going to have? Mind you, what I'll do is just read the verses from the Holy Quran and explain them, so you'll understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the pay for at-taqwa. Ayat at-taqwa, the verses of at-taqwa. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Thalika al-Kitabu la rayba fihi hudan. It is a guidance. To for whom? Lil-Muttaqeen. Hudan? Lil-Muttaqeen. In other words, this Holy Quran that's been brought down, it can be a guide. For whom? For al-Muttaqeen. It didn't say the Muslims. It didn't say the mu'mins even. It said the muttaqi. You've got to at least be a muttaqi in order to sense the guidance of the Holy Quran. Second, advice. Who will benefit from the advices from the Holy Quran? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةٌ. And whatever it is in the Holy Quran, it is a maw'idha. Maw'idha means an advice. For whom? Lil-muttaqeen. Lil-muttaqeen. Again, if somebody would like to benefit the advices of the Holy Quran, he have to reach the degree of being al-muttaqi, taqwa. Let's see. Gets better, insha'Allah ta'ala, and it gets better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the muttaqi and up. This is a verse from the Holy Quran. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ أَنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم واتقوا الله بمتقي واعلموا and know and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is مع المتقين وَعْلَمُوا and know إِنَّ اللَّهَ مع المتقين and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the pious, with the متقين. Let's see, where does the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies? Now we're discussing all of these. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, if you fast, you reach one of the issues that makes you reach that degree of taqwa is fasting. So if we fast sincerely with total devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gain taqwa. And by gaining taqwa, the guidance we gain, look how many things we gain just by gaining one thing. Subhanallah. It is inclusive, isn't it? You know, it said, if you have the 100, you do have the 99. If you have the 100, you do have the 98, don't you? If you do have the 100, you do have the 97, the 90, the 80, all of these numbers in between, beginning to the end, you do have. So if you have the taqwa, you have the guidance, you have the advices, you have the nearness of Allah, closeness of Allah, more than the others. Then what? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Inna Allah. How about this one? Bala. Man awfa bi'ahdihi wattaqa. Fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Glorious be God. What else do we need? The love of Allah subhanallah. What can you put the money, price, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't it priceless? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I love the muttaqeen. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. Let's see what heaven. Heaven has been set for whom? Is heaven been set for everybody, every Tom, Dick and Harry, as they say? No, let's see what the heaven has been set for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. And if you want to compete, if you want to hasten, if you want to go faster, go toward al-maghfirah. Because? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set the heaven. وَجَنَّةٍ. Jannah means the heaven. The one that its width is the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, means all of this heaven that is so huge, that is so vast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set it up for the pious ones, al-muttaqeen, subhanAllah. Let's see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds. How does he accept our deeds? Can we be not a muttaqi? Can we not be preventive? In other words, can we do our prayers, do our fasting, and do whatever we want with it? In other words, if a lady was passing by, we will fulfill our eyes from, God forbid, her body. We look at haram, we look at halal, we do everything else. And then we say, okay, I pray too. No, taqwa means prevention. Prevent yourself. How can I prevent? By not looking, by tying everything. Tying your tongue. Not from making ghibah, not to lie, not to say bad things, not to cheat, not to say this is good and it isn't. Cheating in the business, for instance, that is same thing. To tie the eyes from seeing haram, to tie the ears from listening to haram. Yes, subhanAllah, it is, taqwa is a great degree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He said, this heaven has been prepared for whom? For al-muttaqeen. And then He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the deeds from whom? From al-muttaqeen. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That's the story lies here. What is the story? Actually, the verse here is Surah Al-Ma'idah, number 27, you know, which is actually, it is chapter 5, 27. Chapter 5, 27. So if you go there, you see it's the story of Cain and Abel. The story is like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give me a sacrifice. Both of you, sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, now you two are supposed to be giving alms to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sacrifice. All of us have to do that. In one way or another, now today, we can have sacrifices. If you go to Mecca, you give it to the poor, even during the regular days, even if you have a little son or daughter, you have to give aqiqah, which is a sacrifice, and you distribute the meat among the poor people, subhanallah. Back then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also was asking sacrifices. Now, Cain and Abel. One of them, Cain, was a farmer. Abel was taking care of the animals. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked for the sacrifice, Cain chose the worst of his crop and gave that as a sacrifice. Abel chose his best animal, the well-fed, the more complete, without any cuts or bruises or lameness or anything else. No, he chose his best animal. And they both gave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from Abel. Cain became upset. Became very upset. So what did he do? He said, I am going to kill you. SubhanAllah. Here, Abel said that if you are going to extend your hand to kill me, I am not going to extend my hand to kill you, to harm you. Why? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from al-muttaqeen whatever you do, your prayers, your fastings, your givings, your alms, your good deeds, your bad deeds. Bad deeds, of course, are rejected from the beginning. You know. But if you want your deeds to be accepted, you know, can you pay attention to what you do? SubhanAllah, just if you just notice what I just said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from al-muttaqeen. And in other words, if our prayer is below that level, what is it? It means it is not accepted. You know, let me put it this way. You go to school. You know that D is the least of being accepted. 60, let's say, in some schools, if you have 60 and up, it will be accepted. And that's a D, that's a low D. Below that, as if you have not taken a course, it seems like you will have an F. Yes, subhanAllah. So if somebody had an F, what does that mean? It means that he did go to school, he worked so hard, he probably tried his best in order to study, but when he had an F, that course has gone down the drain. All of his efforts has gone down the drain. Are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we going to be successful in Allah's kingdom? So we've got to be successful. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ Or the able saying, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Now, what else? All of these are in taqwa. So, the advice is, what I have to do is to be muttaqi. Now, muttaqi is very vast. Muttaqi is with every prayer. Muttaqi is with every fasting. Matter of fact, taqwa is all of the religion, if you really want to think about it. What is taqwa? When you pray, why don't you turn around? You prevent yourself from turning around, because if you turn around, your prayer will be void. So that's taqwa. When you're praying, you do not say any other word but what is specified in the prayer. In the prayer, you don't say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, give me a cup of water, Malik Yawm al-Din. You don't do that. That not doing it is taqwa. And so forth. You do the ruku' correctly. In other words, you do not do it out of its norm. Not doing it out of its norm is taqwa. You do the sujood right. You do the four rak'ahs. You don't do it extra. You don't do it less. Because doing it more or less is void and will make the prayer void. That is taqwa. The same thing. Taqwa means preventing yourself from not doing what makes the issue void. Fasting. What is fasting? Fasting is taqwa. You do not eat. You do not drink. You do not have husband and wife relationship. You do not, according to some of the scholars, you do not immerse completely in the water. You do not force yourself in order to have, for instance, vomiting, induced vomiting, and many other, induced enema, for instance. 10 things, if you look at any book, you will hear that. Now, these are the normal issues. How about lying, God forbid? How about ghiba, backbiting? You don't do these things. SubhanAllah. These are taqwa. These are piety. The one. So the more you dig in, you go deep into your spirit, and you prevent yourself, whether zahiri on the surface or deep down inside. You know, as it says, not only the body becomes najis, also the spirit will become najis. When a person becomes hatred, hates something, he is inducing najasat to his spirit. When a person becomes jealous or conceited, he is inducing najasat to his spirit, diseases to his spirit. So he got to prevent himself spiritually and physically from having these, so his prayers will be accepted. The end, al-aqibah, wal-aqibah. For whom is al-aqibah? Yeah, this is a verse from the Holy Quran, Al-A'raf, 7:128. قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبُرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يَرِثُهَا يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ Okay, so far so good. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ So Moses, Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny and him, said to his nation, to his people, he said, seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day he will give the earth to whom he wishes, and he wishes is his people. And then he said, but the issue is not gaining this dunya. The issue is, what when I put my head down on the ground and I'm dead, what counts over there? It counts taqwa. Husnul khatima. The end is good. Speaking of that one, our Grand Master Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, after Rasulullah, he said, don't you ever be lured or cheated by the shape of a person praying, fasting. It's good. Yes, it's nice. It's good. But know when he is dying, what is his last few words? This is called husn al-aqibah, husn al-khatimah. His final life is good. That is a successful man. That is the man that is successful forever. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ الْمْتَعَاقِبَةُ means the final destination. What is the final destination? His final destination, is it with Allah or no? You just die. Like, God forbid, may Allah give you a long life and a healthy one. And أَجَلَّكُمُ اللَّهُ as they say. Like a dog somewhere, he falls over and he dies. No. You need husn al-khatim. So, our master Amir al-Mumineen salamullah alayhi said, don't you be lured by the looking good of a person in praying, fasting, even giving alms. No. Know that he is good. And you know that he is good is when you see him dying and he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Ali waliullah. When it comes out easy, out of his tongue, this is the person who is successful, and he will leave this world with total success. The destiny is good, the hereafter is good, the heaven, inshallah, will be his. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Then, few more I read, inshallah, and then we finalize. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the best location in the heaven is for al-muttaqeen. وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Yes, the hereafter is good, but what is the best? What is ni'mah? What is the best? It is Dar al-Muttaqeen. The place for the Muttaqeen is the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says down there, they have a very great and secure place. Inna al-Muttaqeen fi maqamin ameen. Surely, the Muttaqeen is in a lofty place, very secure place. One more thing, and I will read. And then the last verse is the one that I read the last session, inshallah, as a repetition. I said, who is the successful one? The one who is successful is the muttaqi. In lilmuttaqina mafaza. Faza yafuzu fawz means the one who is victorious, means the one who is successful. So therefore, the successful one is the muttaqi. And now the verse that I read the last time, that's Ya ayyuhalladhi, Ya ayyuhannas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O you people, I have created you from one single man, one single female. And that is our great grandfather, Adam, great-grandmother Eve, may God's peace and blessings be upon our prophets, his progeny and him. And he said then, and I made you nations and tribes. Look at today. How many nations and tribes we have? Yes, subhanAllah. Probably we have more than 240 some odd different countries. And in every country, how many tribes do we have? How many communities do we have? So, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. And I made you nations and tribes. Why? Not because I want you to be rich or... Yes, if you want to be rich inside. If you want to be knowledgeful, yes, we're inside. So you'll know each other. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا. But no, all of you people, human beings, know that إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The ones that are more honorable, the ones that has the highest degree in honor, is the muttaqi, is the pious ones. And then he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. You can't hide this. It's got to be sincere. Taqwa, going to have sincerity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's inside of our hearts. In other words, I can't just go somewhere and show that I am good. No, I've got to be sincere in that goodness, in my piety, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us piety. Oh Lord, please accept our prayers, accept our worship, accept our fasting, so we can have piety, ya Allah. Lord, let us understand the Holy Quran. Lord, let us be closer to Ahlul Bayt so we can be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.